Buying and selling distressed properties. Buying distressed properties can literally make you rich, if you know what you're doing. There are basically just two types of distressed properties, those that are financially distressed and those that are physically distressed. In a financially distressed situation, like a foreclosure, the owner is no longer able to pay the mortgage on the property, and the property is taken back by a lien holder, which is a bank or the government, and then sold to recoup the amount of the loan. Here, the property is not so much distressed as the homeowner is distressed. Many situations lead to an inability to pay the mortgage, including a large amount of debt, divorce, death, bankruptcy, and job loss. Whatever the reason, the home may not be in very bad shape, and you may be able to purchase it at a good price. Banks particularly dislike the expense of foreclosures and are anxious to recoup their money, and sometimes they'll settle for the money they originally loaned out, which is far less than the home is actually worth on the market. Now, some physically distressed properties are in terrible shape, but others are only a little bit run down. A little TLC will do wonders, like paint and some minor landscaping and a new carpet. If you're not very handy and you only have a line of credit to pay for hired work, these are for you. You can increase a property's value enormously with a little bit of elbow grease. A really distressed property, though, may have peeling paint or an overgrown yard or broken windows, may even have been vandalized, like fixtures ripped from the ceilings or appliances taken. Regardless of whether you're buying a property that is very distressed or one that is only partially run down, make sure you do a careful dollar assessment of what it's going to cost to fix the place up. Then make sure you can either do it yourself or afford to have it done, and make sure you'll make money in the end. Concentrate, though, on properties that only require cosmetic fix-ups. For example, stay away from properties with structural problems. You could lose your shirt on these. The trick with distressed properties is to buy low, do a little work, and sell high. Or keep the property, rent it out with a positive cash flow, then maybe sell it later when the property is appreciated even more. It's nice to know that as you profit from fixing up a physically distressed property, others are benefiting as well. And here I'm talking about the neighbors as well as the community. You'll be fixing up an eyesore and improving the neighborhood and everyone's quality of life by renovating a rundown place. And finally, you're providing nice housing for some family that needs a place to live. As far as I'm concerned, there's not a more satisfying career in real estate. You win, and others win too. In this audio chapter, I'm going to be discussing what makes a property distressed, how mortgages and foreclosures work, how to locate and buy distressed properties, what things you must take into account when you're considering fixing up a rundown property, how to finance improvements to a rundown property, and how to market improved properties. Okay, let's begin.